Hi, my name is Dan Fernandez. I'm a program manager on the Azure Tools team. In this video, we're going to talk about the basics of Dockerfiles. So if you remember from our very first video, a Dockerfile is a recipe to create an image. It includes all the different kinds of commands you need to create an image. And remember, it's just a text file, and we'll go into this in just a second. But one thing it does is just remember, every time you run a command, it actually does a snapshot so you can have a cache for performance and actually look at a history of one by looking at the image and history in case you ever need to go back to that history of commands. So let's jump back to our machine. And what we want to do is just open up our Dockerfile. Now I'm using Web Essentials for Visual Studio 2015 RC. So I get this beautiful coloring that Mads and Stuart have added, and we do get some keywords here. These are keywords that you can do things to your Dockerfile, instructions or recipe to build. So let's go through some of these commands. The very first one is from. Now we can set this to, this will probably be something like from ASP.NET by the time we ship, or it can be from Ubuntu or your personal private image or whatever you want it to be. That's the base definition of your Dockerfile, and it can of course inherit from multiple images and so forth. Add, this is actually going to go ahead and just add the default one. This is the source, this is my local, if you will, and this is what the container contents will be. There'll be some folder on there called slash app. Setting the working directory for this, because the MS build process builds a SRC with the project name, we're going to do the same exact thing. And this would be Hello World Web in our simple example. Then we set an entry point, and this is what's going to happen when we actually go and start that thing. In this case, it's going to use DNX. Set the default folder for the app base, so I know kind of where I'm going from, and then call Kestrel. And Kestrel, again, is basically our web server that's going to handle requests, and I'm going to pass in a URL based on whatever the container port is. And you could, of course, take out, tokenize these, change this to whatever way, shape that you want. And what we're going to do is actually switch gears a little and switch over to a console project. And in the console project, what we want to do is actually show how you can install software from your Docker file and then use that software from your Docker file. So let's switch over. Go into a project we called console ASCII, and we're using a project called JP2A, which is you give me a JPEG, I'm going to turn it into gorgeous ASCII art, an incredibly useful console project. So let's just go ahead and open the Dockerfile here. We see we have that same base, and now instead of using Kestrel, we still set the add in the working directory. We just do a run, and what that's going to do is basically call into our main entry point like we normally would. Now what we want to do though is run something. We need to install JP2A in our container. So even if our VM has it, it doesn't necessarily mean our container does. So what we can do is do run. And what I want to tell it to do is use apt-get, which is how you install software on something like Debian or Ubuntu or whatever. So we've shown how this is just real simple file settings that you can change and install software. What you can do, of course, is go to hub.docker.com. And this is the real value, is you can browse these repositories and see other files. So let's go ahead and just look here. We'll do look for ASP.NET, and there's a number of images as well for ASP.NET. And we can look at their Docker files and see what stuff we do. So installing from a base operating system, setting environment variables, running apt-get to install stuff, curl to download files. Maybe we're running scripts that we've downloaded to configure things as well. And then running other things. So you can see, you know, depending on what kind of image, we can do another search for. Let's maybe just take a quick look at another image just for fun here. Why don't we look at the Redis one? We'll load up their Dockerfile and see what goes on here. So again, we have from a specific image, and then the run commands. This time we're maybe updating, setting specific commands. These are command line things that utilities that you can do for setting keys, setting environment variables, and so on and so forth, and doing things like copy, setting volumes, and so on. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do within these to get your setup, and you can. The key thing is you can use other Dockerfile definitions to see good examples for how to build your own. Now that we showed a real basic Dockerfile with a console project, what we want to do is start a console project, show how you can create the Dockerfile, and actually call into that process, because now the software is going to be installed using apt-get.